Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Keterica. How may I help you?
Hi. I wanted to talk about just a transaction that I had on my credit card from this number.
Yes, ma'am. To verify the charge, may I please have your zip code?
94115.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, Tiffany Kramer with a K.
Okay, thank you for that information. Can you hold 1 second for me? Hey, I'm still here, just 1 more second. And I'm sorry, what was the first and last name?
My name is Tiffany, TiffanY, Kramer, Kramer.
I'm sorry for that hold, just 1 more second. Okay, I'm still here. I'm so sorry about the hold. Just 1 more second. I'm still here looking for an account with that first and last name. Okay, may I please have your phone number?
Yes, 513-505-5807.
And just to verify, that was 513-505-5807.
Yes.
I'm still here, ma'am. So sorry about the holes. And that zip code was 94115.
Yes.
I'm not seeing an account with that zip code. I can try looking up the account by the last four and first six digits of the card number that was charged.
Sure. Did I give you my zip code? How do you know my zip code?
Yes, ma'am. You stated your zip code.
I never stated my zip code.
The zip code was 94115.
Okay.
Can you verify
but I gave
your
you my name. I gave you my name, but I never gave you my zip code. Yes. What do you want me to verify?
Hi, ma'am, you stated your zip code. I don't know your zip code. I need the last four and first six digits of the card number that was charged.
The last four is 9830.
And the first six?
That I don't know. I'll have to look up. Sorry, I'm trying to find it. May I ask, what kind of business is this?
This is a customer service line. I work at a third-party call center. We supply many different companies.
Okay. Sorry, just let me look for this card. One second. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. It's 426638.
Hey, thank you for that information. Can you verify your address for me, please?
756 Baker Street in San Francisco.
Hey, thank you for that information. On April 19th, you ordered Focus Pods and paid the charge of $5.97?
Yes.
That product was a 14-day trial. You didn't call to cancel within those 14 days, so you had to pay the full amount for that product, and that is a one-time payment only.
It didn't say anywhere that I had anything about that. It was just all I did was an Amazon survey, and I needed to pay shipping for these pods that don't even work, by the way.
Ms. Mim, it was a 14-day trial. If you didn't call to counsel, you had to pay the full amount.
Okay, can you transfer me to someone that I could refute this charge because I will not pay this?
Yeah, I can offer you a 35% refund.
I don't want a 35% refund because the pods don't even work. I don't want to pay the $70 for whatever trial. What trial of what? I don't even know what the trial was. There was no paperwork that came with it that said anything about a trial. So I would like the full refund. The $5.97 I don't mind to pay because I knew of that purchase, but I will not pay the other amount. The
I can offer you a 50% refund.
50% won't work, I'm sorry. 35% won't work, and a 50% won't work. I need a full refund, please.
Okay, there is a $9.95 restocking fee that will be subtracted from the amount that I'm refunding in full. Hang on 1 second while I get that canceled out and refund it for you.
I also don't want to pay $9.99 to restock something because do you need me to send it back? I'll send it back. It's a faulty product. It does not work. So I will not pay $10. I want a full refund of the $69.97. Again, I am happy to pay the $5.97 because I was aware of that charge, but I refuse to pay the $69.97, and I'm going to need you to refund that full balance back to me, please.
Thank you. 1 second while I get your account canceled and refunded.
Thank you.
I have the cancellation number when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
41323. and your account is canceled and refunded, the refund will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And what was your name?
Keith Erica.
Okay. Thank you very much. I apologize for any issues, but again, I refuse to pay for a faulty product.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.